Welcome to the Not a Little Better Show. I'm your host, Paul Vogelzang. As part of our special series for the American Society on Aging, our guest today on the Not a Little Better Show is Mary Furlong. Mary Furlong is the go-to expert on all things boomer. Mary Furlong served as a White House commissioner during the Clinton administration and has conducted briefings before the United States Senate. Today, she serves as president and chief executive officer of Mary Furlong & Associates. Mary Furlong has guided the 45-plus age market strategies of leading organizations for more than 20 years.
And I have to tell you, right now, I think we're in the third inning on this because every single day, I see another talent migrating into the longevity market. And I see presidents of colleges raising money for funding. I see it in the movies, like Movies for Grownups Tomorrow Night. And yesterday, I met a VC that was in solar energy coming into the longevity market. So what I see is like a field of flowers. It looks as beautiful as a Napa mustard seed grove. And that is what I see in the talent coming to our conference. So you could turn to the right, you could turn to the left, you could look across the table, and you're going to want to have a conversation with someone. I've got to somehow convey the message that the market is moving forward and more significant players are coming to the table. And that our What's Next conference is where the market makers meet.
That, of course, is Mary Furlong, our guest today on our special series for the American Society on Aging. Today's show is about the Boomer Business Summit and is part of ASA's 2020 View, your blueprint for the longevity economy. So please join me in welcoming to the Not Old Better Show via Skype, Mary Furlong. Mary, what a pleasure it is to speak with you. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, you're great to be here.
Well, thank you. You know, I just think you have this wonderful reputation. It's just, you're a pro, you're classy, you just do these events the very best. And let's get specific on this upcoming event, What's Next? Boomer Business Summit, coming up March 28th in San Francisco. It's a big deal. What do you hope attendees will experience while there?
Well, I think that the theme of the conference is the blueprint to the longevity market. And we have this amazing array of speakers who actually have created an idea, taken it to market, and figured out all the channels of how to go to market. And some of the companies, like Great Call, have pivoted and launched both a B2C business and a B2B business. And so anyone who is thinking about building a business or is actively supporting a brand in the longevity market, they should attend the conference and they should attend the pre-conference and the ASA conference as well. And they should meet as many people as they can. And they should go to the analyst session so they get the data, because if they register, they get the data and the slides from all of the presenters. Lori Bitter, my managing producer, and I have cross-stitched this conference with more care than any other conference we've produced. And, you know, together we have a lot of decades looking at the longevity market. But we've also been able to watch the companies that have gone from 0 to 20 million. We have watched the need states of the customer and the business opportunities. And so you're going to see people that are deans from universities that are starting programs in this market space. You're going to see leaders in the nonprofit sector talking about their expansion of footprint into the market to serve their members' needs through HR channels as well as direct member services. You're going to see entrepreneurs that are providing amazing, amazing solutions for older adults, many of whom don't have a lot of financial means. So yes, there's 1% buying a condo in Como, but the rest are really trying to figure out what's going on with the markets today, how do they right-size their life, and what are the things they need to put in place for a longer life that they may lead that is free of chronic disease, and healthier. You'll find a mix of entrepreneur, corporate executive, investor, lots of investors, corporate investors, and then points of distribution.
One of the things that I noticed about the agenda is this emphasis on those of us, me included, that are going to be earning incomes during our second act. And you were recently quoted in the New York Times about the on-demand marketplace for baby boomers. One of the items on the agenda is the on-demand marketplace powering aging in place. Tell us a little bit about that subject and what we'll learn.
I'm very passionate about the subject. Mm-hmm. I have the wonderful opportunity to work with Justin Lin of Envoy, who's one of the strongest entrepreneurs I know. And, if I were moving to another city and I wanted a part-time job, I would become an Envoy. When I was sick in January and had bronchitis, I had an Envoy kind of help me do errands and things like that. And I believe every city that's looking at jobs for older adults should be looking at companies like Envoy, like Silver Nest, like CareLinx, like Silver Ride. And so, in some ways, you don't see a lot of job opportunities that say VP of marketing must be 60 plus. That just doesn't exist.
Right.
And
right.
In fact, in the tech sector, you might say after 38,
right.
You don't see it.
Yep.
And so part of this relates to globalization. Part of it relates to technology changes. And part of it relates to the fact that we have a very well-educated older adult population. And so this concept of encore career or encore entrepreneurship is quite real. I mean, I'm very proud of my little business that I've created here.
Yeah, you should be.
And I look at my numbers quarterly, quarter to quarter, and I didn't expect that it would have the success that it's had as it's grown through the years. Now it's 15 years old, and I'm very, very grateful for the people that have helped make the company work, many of whom come to the conference. But we've learned a lot in how to think about the business. And what we have here are people who've built their own businesses, like George Yedinak of Senior Housing News, and hearing their stories about how they built those businesses gives us a sense of what to do and what not to do. And I think that the old notion that the government was going to take care of us is just gone. It's just a non-starter for many people. Because, their 401k became a 201k,
Right.
They had two or more chronic health conditions. They were a caregiver for longer than they thought they were going to be. And all of those things hit the bottom line of their nest egg. So part of this taps into the creativity of older people wanting to build businesses that are spiritually satisfying.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear a lot of people talk today about the loneliness of older people. And I love solutions like Silver Nest, where there is a social mission combined with, solving a problem. And I've dedicated my life in my profession to mitigating the loneliness of older people. So if we can provide solutions like WHO, the World Hearing Organization, that provides low-cost hearing aids for people that helps them be less isolated, or we can give people skills in navigating financial issues with caregiving or managing life's hurdles and hiccups, that's important to do.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of us that say we're going to go into a business with a passion, we also need the fundamental tools to run the business. So, I teach in a business school,
mm-hmm.
and I teach entrepreneurship. So it's the discipline of, do I have 10 sales calls this week? Am I talking to my customers? Am I delivering value to the customers? Am I surprising and delighting my customers? You know, so with this conference, I think about 40% of the people who are attending are coming. Some have come for 15 years, like Jeff Simmons at Positive Science, and AARP has been a part of this from the beginning. But others are new because they're looking at the spaces they can go to make a contribution. Like a VC I met with yesterday, she had been in the energy sector, and now she's moving into the longevity market. So as I was saying to you earlier, my joy this spring is the field of flowers of talent that I see coming into the market. And I don't think you would be wrong if you had a conversation with any person who has signed up, because they're both ebullient about the market, but they're also sanguine about what it takes to build a business.
Yes, I know what you've done, absolutely. And the What's Next Boomer Business Summit is something to really be proud of. You've done some great work. And I also know, Dr. Furlong, that you teach in the business school and have a great business acumen. And as a matter of fact, you're getting quite a bit of attention from Silicon Valley. One of the agenda items is the state of innovation. Is health and wellness driving the technology revolution? That's going to be technology right at the forefront. And you have to be excited about that subject and what it's going to bring in insights and conversations. So tell us a little bit more about that one.
Well, the agenda item of health and wellness has to be front and center with the technology companies that are there. First of all, the health costs of their own employees are an issue, you know. That's kind of one thing. And then just the sheer business opportunity of applying strong technology solutions to a population that is tipping into an at-risk, dealing with that conditions that put them at risk, you know. So the adoption of boomers into the Fitbit and Apple Watch and Alexa is really interesting. And so I think from a user interface design point of view, you've got a lot of companies looking at how do boomers access information, how do they share information with their family, how many steps did they walk, how many calories did they consume. We're all very used to using some of these devices to keep us connected and keep us healthier.
Well, then, Mary Furlong, finally, because I know you're very busy, you're just in the throes of making all of this come together right now, so I don't want to keep you too much longer, but I have one final question. You've touched on this a little bit, but let's talk about the businesses who may be interested in finding financing. What can these businesses expect to learn and even find for themselves at What's Next Boomer Business Summit?
Well, they're going to find entrepreneurs and residents and venture firms who are looking to meet them. They're going to find corporations that have a large footprint in home care or senior housing looking to invest in new innovations. They're going to find some companies that have exited, and now the company they exited to, maybe a private equity group, looking to make new strategic investments and expand to synergistic businesses. And they're going to find venture groups like the Ziegler Linkage Fund that have an active portfolio, or Katie Fike, she has an active portfolio. And then they're going to find follow-on investors like the group at TripleTree. So there will be, And also, this is a haven for investment. I think 40% of all wealth creation comes out of this area. And so we're trying to, it's been 6 years since we've had this conference in San Francisco. A lot has happened since in that time, largely through efforts like Aging 2.0 and others that have really spread awareness about the market opportunity. So We have been trying to get the right mix of people. We've put deep inroads into senior housing. So you'll see people like Bob Kramer. You'll see Glenn Devins for the first time at our conference. You'll see Immersion Active. You'll see large senior housing providers. So, and then you're going to see some of the venture capital community that have already invested and want to learn more so they can create an investment thesis around this marketplace.
Well, Mary Furlong, thanks so much for joining us today. We're going to put links up to the event, March 28th, San Francisco, What's Next Boomer Business Summit. Thanks so much for joining us today, Mary.
Great to be here, and thanks for all your many contributions. Okay?
Thank you. Okay. Bye, Mary. My thanks to our guest today, Mary Furlong, who co-produces the What's Next Boomer Business Summit, held this year at the American Society on Aging's event in San Francisco, and is part of ASA's 2020 View, Your Blueprint for the Longevity Economy. More information about the Boomer Business Summit, Mary Furlong, her firm, Mary Furlong & Associates, her popular books, including Turning Silver into Gold, How to Profit in the New Boomer Marketplace, and The Big Event, coming up March 28th, 2018, is available at our website. My thanks as well to the ASA team for all they do to support our interviews for this series. As I say, we'll post links to everything, and as I always say, my thanks to you, the listeners, for joining me today. Your time is valuable, and I'm grateful you're spending some of it with me today. I am always interested in your feedback, and you can leave that at iTunes, Google Play, or send me email at info@notold-better.com. Stay tuned for our next show, another great one when we talk about better. The Not Old Better Show. Thanks, everybody.